Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Golder, and today we're Sechus Menachos, Daf Samech Gimel. The end of the fifth parak, Chol Menachos Baus Matzah, and the beginning of the sixth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states that if one said, Har Yalai B'machvas, I take upon myself to bring a mincha prepared in a machvas, well, Yavi B'marcheshes, he may not bring one prepared in a marcheshes, and vice versa. Yosef Glili describes the difference between them. Marcheshes, yesh la kisui. A marcheshes has a cover, whereas machvas, ein la kisui. A machvas has no cover. The Gemara later concludes that Gemara Gemirva, he knows through tradition that a marcheshes has a cover and a machvas does not. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says that a marcheshes is amuka, it's deep, umaaseh rochshin, and its products shake when touched because its depth prevents the oil from being burned off. He says that a machvas is tzafa, it's shallow, maaseh koshin, and its products are hard. He holds that since the pasuk refers to a mincha being prepared by marcheshes in a marcheshes, whereas another pasuk refers to a mincha prepared on a machvas, this indicates that a marcheshes is a deep pan and a machvas is a flat griddle. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who pledges to bring a mincha baked in a tanur cannot bring one baked in other types of ovens. If he pledged to bring a minchas ma'afeh, a baked mincha, the Tanakhama says, well, yavi mechza chalos mechza rekikin. He may not bring half his loaves, baked with oil, and half his wafers, baked without oil, but must bring all 10 as either chalos or rekikin. Rabbi Shimon permits bringing a combination of both types, mifneishu karban echa, because it's one offering. The Tanakhama's opinion is derived from the singular karban mincha teaching, karban echad amarti lecha, I've only told you to bring one offering, voshnaim u'shlosha karbanos, and not two or three offerings. Rabbi Shimon responds that the word karban is only written once regarding chalos and rekikin, proving they are considered a single type of offering. Thus he may bring them all as chalos, as rekikin, or half as chalos and half as rekikin. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda derives from a different source that one cannot bring a combination of chalos and rekikin, and the Gemara clarifies that he holds such a combination is invalid even b'dieved after the fact. And point number three, the sixth parak begins. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Omer hayabab Shabbos meshalosh soin. The Omer was brought on Shabbos from three saw of barley, sifted to one isaron of fine flour, ubechom chamish. But when brought during the week, it was brought from five saw of barley. But the Chamis say that whether on Shabbos or a weekday, it was always brought from three saw. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says that on Shabbos, it was cut by one person with one sickle and put into one basket to minimize malacha. But during the week, it was cut by three people and put into three baskets using three sickles. The Chamim say that it was always cut in the second manner. The Gemara explains that the Rabban hold three saw suffice for an isarna of fine flour, but wonders why Rabbi Shmuel requires different amounts for Shabbos and weekdays. Rav explains that he holds Isaron Muvchar Bolo Tircho Asim Chamish. An Isaron of choice flour comes from five saw without effort and from three saw with effort, meaning more sieving. Therefore, during the week, five saw are used, the Hakish Vicha Milsa, because this is the better flour. On Shabbos, three saw are used to reduce the number of malachas required, although it will require more sieving. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states that if one said, Har Yalai B'machvas, I take upon myself to bring a mincha prepared in a machvas, or yavi b'marcheshes, he may not bring one prepared in a marcheshes, and vice versa. Yosef Glili describes the difference between them. Marcheshes, yesh la kisui. A marcheshes has a cover, whereas machvas, ein la kisui. A machvas has no cover. The Gemara later concludes that Gemara Gemirva, he knows through tradition that a marcheshes has a cover and a machvas does not. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says that a marcheshes is amuka, it's deep, umaaseh rochshin, and its products shake when touched because its depth prevents the oil from being burned off. He says that a machvas is tzafa, it's shallow, umaaseh koshin, and its products are hard. He holds that since the pasuk refers to a mincha being prepared by marcheshes in a marcheshes, whereas another pasuk refers to a mincha prepared on a machvas, this indicates that a marcheshes is a deep pan and a machvas is a flat griddle. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who pledges to bring a mincha baked in a tanur cannot bring one baked in other types of ovens. If he pledged to bring a minchas ma'afeh, a baked mincha, the Tanakhama says, well, yavi mechza chalos mechza rekikin. He may not bring half his loaves, baked with oil, and half his wafers, baked without oil, but must bring all 10 as either chalos or rekikin. Rabbi Shimon permits bringing a combination of both types, mifneishu karban echa, because it's one offering. The Tanakhama's opinion is derived from the singular Karban Mincha teaching, Karban Echon Amarti Lecha, I've only told you to bring one offering, Voshnaim Ushosha Karbanas, and not two or three offerings. Rabbi Shimon responds that the word Karban is only written once regarding Cholos and Rekikin, proving they are considered a single type of offering. Thus he may bring them all as Cholos, as Rekikin, or half as Cholos and half as Rekikin. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda derives from a different source that one cannot bring a combination of chalos and rekikin, and the Gemara clarifies that he holds such a combination is invalid even b'di'evit after the fact. And point number 3, the sixth parak begins. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Omer hayabah b'Shabbos m'shalosh soin. The Omer was brought on Shabbos from 3 saw of barley, sifted to 1 isaron of fine flour, u'b'chol m'chamesh. But when brought during the week, it was brought from 5 saw of barley. But the Chamis say that whether on Shabbos or a weekday, it was always brought from 3 saw. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says that on Shabbos, it was cut by one person with 1 sickle and put into 1 basket to minimize malacha. But during the week, it was cut by 3 people and put into 3 baskets using 3 sickles. The Chamis say that it was always cut in the second manner. The Gemara explains that the Rabban hold 3 saw suffice for an isarna fine flour, but wonders why Rabbi Shmuel requires different amounts for Shabbos and weekdays. Rav explains that he holds Isaron Muvchar below Tircho Asim Chamesh. An Isaron of choice flour comes from 5 saw without effort and from 3 saw with effort, meaning more sieving. Therefore, during the week, 5 saw are used, the Hakish Vichamilsa, because this is the better flour. On Shabbos, 3 saw are used to reduce the number of malachas required, although it will require more sieving. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Gimel. Our standard Siman is a Segway, which is a two-wheel device that boys zip around the neighborhood on. So Samach Gimel is a Segway. So here goes. The Mincha delivery man on a Segway who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, had 3 workers ready to cut the 3 saw for the Omer using 3 baskets and 3 sickles, whether it was a Shabbos or a weekday. So once again, in slow motion, the Mincha delivery man on a Segway, that must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The Mincha delivery man on a Segway who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, which reminds us, the Gemara gives over the differences between a Minchas Machvas and a Minchas Marcheshes. A Minchas Marcheshes has a cover and it's deep, whereas a Minchas Machvas is on a griddle without a cover. So the Mincha delivery man on a Segway who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokas, if a Minchas Mafet can be brought as half Chalos and half Rekikin. So the Mincha delivery man on a Segway who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, had 3 workers ready to cut the 3 saw for the Omer using 3 baskets and 3 sickles, whether it was a Shabbos or a weekday, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses harvesting for the Omer on Shabbos versus a weekday. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says that on Shabbos, it was cut by one person with 1 sickle and put into 1 basket to minimize malacha. But during the week, it was cut by 3 people and put into 3 baskets using 3 sickles. The Chachamim say it was always cut in the second manner. So once again, the Mincha delivery man on a Segway who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, had 3 workers ready to cut the 3 saw for the Omer using 3 baskets and 3 sickles, whether it was a Shabbos or a weekday. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Tes, so the Siman Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. As the knights in shining armor, that must more on Daf Nun Tes. As the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemen and Lavona on them at Mincha Target, which reminds us, Gemara discusses which menachos require Shemen and Lavona, which require just Shemen or Lavona, and which require neither. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemen and Lavona on them at Mincha Targets, the knight who threw Lavona at a Minchas Chota was told he must collect it off the Mincha Targa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one is chai for adding oil to a Mincha by itself and liable for adding Lavona by itself. Nasan al Hashemen Psala, if he put oil onto a Mincha's Chota, he disqualifies it, but if he put it on Lavona, Yilkatena, he collects the Lavona and the Mincha is valid. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemet and Lavona on them at Mincha targets, the knight who threw Lavona at a Mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the Mincha's target, even though his aim was so good that he managed to get a full kazayis of Lavona onto a Mashu Mincha target, which reminds us Gemara discusses minimum shiurim for invalidating a mincha through adding shemen or lavona. Daf Samach. So the siman Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach who walked along the path, a smiley face stickers, that must be on Daf Samach. The Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists all the offerings which require Hagasha but not Tanufa, which are 10 types of Menachos, the same as the 10 listed on the previous Daf, except that the last Minchas is a Minchas Chota instead of the Minchas HaOmer. Rav Shimon disputes two of the Menachos listed by the Tanakhama, arguing that a Minchas Kohanim and a Minchas Kohen Mashiach do not require Hagasha because those Menachos do not require any Kemitzah since they are entirely burned on the Mizbeach. Bekosha ein behem Kemitzah ein behem Hagasha. And any Menachos which do not require Kemitzah do not require bringing near. So the Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing a Minchas Omer, which required Hagasha based on its Hadashava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon argues that a Minchas Omer cannot be derived from its Hadashava between a Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, Shekem Mitzuyim, because they're frequent, since they can be brought as often as necessary, even 100 times a year, whereas the Minchas HaOmer is only once a year. Rav Yehuda responded, Adarabba, Hamatzuya Tvei. On the contrary, a Minchas HaOmer is more frequent. At times, those Menachos referring to the Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota are not brought at all. So, the Kohanim bringing a Minchas Kohen of Minchas Kohen Mashiach, who walked along the path of smiley face stickers with their Minchas that required Hagasha, but not Tanufa, were followed by a Kohen with a smiley face sticker bringing the Minchas HaOmer, which required Hagasha based on its Hadashava between Minchas Chota and Minchas Sota, who turned away a Kohen who attempted to bring a Minchas Nadava from barley, which reminds us a Minchas Nadava cannot be brought from barley. Daf Samach Aleph. So, the Simur Daf Samach Aleph is a saw. So here goes. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with a kohen. A goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tanufa, and the kohen will do it alone. Once again, slow motion. While the man put down the saw, that must be on Daf Samach Aleph. While the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the offerings which require tanufa but not hagasha, the wog shemen of a matzora and his asham, bikurim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the emurim and chaz of a shuk of a private shlamim, and the shtei alechem of the shnei kvasim of Shavuos. So, while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shulk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with the kohen, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that bikurim require tanufa. He derives this from the pasuk v'lakach hakohen hatenim yadecho, and the kohen shall take the basket of bikurim from your hand, and darshan the gezer shava yad yad from shlamim to require tanufa by bikurim. The Bryce explains how the Kohen and the owner wave it together. The Kohen places his hands under the owner's hands and waves it together with him. So while the man put down the saw he used to cut off the chaz of a shuk from a shlamim in order to pick them up and do tanufa, and another man who used the saw to cut reeds to make a basket for bikurim put his down in order to do tanufa together with the kohen, a goy was told by the kohen that even if he would wave his saw at them all day long, they still can't allow him to do tanufa, and the kohen will do it alone, which reminds us, we learned that tanufa of karbonos of idolaters and women is performed alone by the kohen. Daf Samach Beis. So the simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain, submarine? That must be more on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, which reminds us, a braisa discussing the Tnufa of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres notes that the Pasuk says, Veheni fakon osam alechem habikurim, and the kohen shall wave them, the lambs, upon the first offering breads, implying the Kvasim are on top, but then it says, al shnei Kvasim, upon the two lambs, implying the lambs are underneath. Since the correct procedure cannot be determined from the pasuk, we reason, Mamatsin Bakomakam Lechem Lamala, just as we find every other place that the bread is on top, here too, the bread is on top. Rav Papa explains that we find the bread was placed on top, Bimiluim, during the Mishkan's inauguration. Three more opinions are cited. So the submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tanufa using the periscope, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the symbolism of Tanufa in all directions. So the submarine captain searching for Tanufa Island, who had a crew member practice Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem by having the loaves on top of the Kvasim, while he practiced the different directions of Tanufa using the periscope, was shocked when he spotted a kohen on the island doing a second Tanufa after the Shechita using just the Chaz of Ashok, which reminds us, Rebbe says, that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the communal Shalomim offerings, meaning the Kivsei Atzeres, require a second waving after Shechita, Utunufasan Kamoshehen, and the waving is done as they are, meaning the entire lambs are waved whole. But the Chachamim say, b'chaz of Ashok, the waving is only done with the breast and thigh portions. This Malchokas is explained in three ways. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that one is chayv separately for each act of the baking process for a mincha baked as chametz? That's on daf. Nun hey. Good. Number two. Which stuff discusses harvesting for the Omer on Shabbos versus a weekday? That's on daf. Samach Kimmel. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn that according to Rav Papa, one baked a mincha leavened, he incurs two sets of malchus, one for its shaping and one for its baking? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number four. Which stuff brings a malchokas of a mincha's mafa can be brought as half chalos and half rikikin? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we discuss minimum shiurim for invalidating a mincha through adding shemen or lavona? That's on daf. Nun tes. Good. Number six. Which stuff discusses the differences between a mincha's machvas and a mincha's marcheshes? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which stuff lists the offerings which require tanufa but not hagasha, one of them being the chaz of ashok of a private shlamim? That's on daf. Samachalov. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you learn that adding shemen disqualifies a minchas chota or minchas kanos, but adding lavona does not? That's on daf. Nuntes. Good. Number nine. Which stuff brings four opinions as to the positions of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres during tanufa? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do Malchokas about Matamum Bebalmum? That's on daf. Nun vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.